Yo, what's going on? Hello, welcome back to the Victory with Vach podcast. What's going on? It's Vach. It's actually St. Patrick's Day. I'm recording this. So happy St. Patrick's today. Happy St. Patrick's Day. If you're watching this, if you're listening to this, maybe down the road, maybe it's not St. Patrick's Day anymore for you. But yeah, so today's episode, I want to talk to you about, you know, if you hit a plateau with your weight loss, if you're not seeing results, if you've kind of, you know, if your results come to a screeching halt, you're not seeing progress, right? And you want to know what to do. You hit a plateau. What should you do? What should you not do? Let's dive into it. So first things first, when I mean a plateau, I mean, when I mean a plateau, I mean like you step on the scale every day for weeks and nothing's changing. Your measurements aren't changing. There's no difference in your progress pictures, right? That's what I mean by plateau. And what I don't mean by plateau is what a lot of people think a plateau is for weight loss, is they think that that means they haven't lost weight in 3 days, and that means they hit a plateau. They're stuck. They need to drop their calories. They should do more cardio. No, that's not how this works, all right? Just because you haven't lost weight in a few days doesn't mean you're in a plateau. Just because it's been a week doesn't mean you're in a plateau and you got to drop all your calories. It doesn't mean that you have to do a bunch of more cardio and exercise, okay? But also, I will say this. If it's been a few weeks, right? If it's been a while and you haven't seen any changes at all, then this means really, at the end of the day, this means one thing. And that one thing is that somehow, some way, you're eating too many overall calories for your body, right? You're not burning more calories than you're consuming, and you're probably in a maintenance right now. You're probably eating at maintenance, whether you think it or not, right? And you mean well. I know you mean well. You want to see results. You want to be in that calorie deficit, but somehow, some way, whether it's weekends, whether it's snacking, whether it's lunch meetings at work, somehow the calories are adding up, right? And if that's the case, I have a lot of episodes talking about this, but like, that's why I recommend tracking your food. I really do. Now, if you have, right now, if you currently have an eating disorder or you have a, or some sort of disordered eating, I would not recommend tracking your food meticulously. I would not recommend tracking your food. I would not even recommend trying to lose weight right now if your goal is, if you have an eating disorder right now. But for everyone else, if you're doing okay, if you don't have a current eating disorder, then I think that we can, you know, continue on and we can keep talking about this. But I just wanted to preface with that, because unfortunately a lot of people think that, the thing is, weight loss isn't for everyone. Some people just don't need to be losing weight, okay? But for a majority of people, I know people listening to the podcast, usually people want to lose weight and it hasn't been budging, or people who are struggling with losing weight and keeping it off, or you're struggling with kind of losing and regaining, right? Losing the weight and then regaining it, or some sort of life event happens, or maybe you're doing some sort of unrealistic diet, unsustainable diet, and then you jump back on. So that's also another thing I wanted to talk about. Like, when people sign up for a 30-day challenge, or they do some sugar detox, or they do keto for the 8th time, or they do paleo or caveman or Whole30 or zone or intermittent fasting. Okay, I can like sit here for an hour and talk about all the different diets. But what I'm trying to say is, stop doing some random diet that doesn't teach you anything, right? If anything, these diets with names, they do more harm than good, right? You think it's going to help. You think that you're going to lose the weight, right? You do lose the weight. Maybe keto or maybe fasting helps you lose the weight, but that doesn't mean that you're going to keep the weight off, because what happens when you go back to normal eating? What happens when you stop eating only eggs, cheese, and meat? What are you going to do when you got to go back to your normal routine? What are you going to do during the holiday season? What are you going to do during summer when there's no, you know, what are you going to do when you go out to eat with friends or family, like a gathering, whatever it is? Like, that's why my goal is to help you build up those healthy habits. And I want health and fitness to be something that's a part of your lifestyle, right? I don't want this to be something you do for 30 days and then you lose weight, right? And then you just get back to your normal routine which is your poor habits that you haven't dropped, right? That's why I usually have this analogy with people, and it's like, not an analogy, but it's kind of just a thought-provoking message. And it's like, you're not going to solve emotional eating, stress eating, overeating. You're not going to solve these things by just cutting out foods or food groups. You don't have to be cutting out bread to see results. You don't have to be cutting out chocolate if you want to become healthier, right? Yes, you should be minimizing your portions, right? And you'd be mindful of your portions. That's really what it comes down to. That's how people maintain their weight. I'm going to tell you this right now. That's how most people, if not all, I don't want to talk in absolutes. I don't know about all, but here, for most people, that's how people keep the weight off after they lose it. You want to know what they do? They continue to do similar, if not the same things that they were doing to lose the weight. But the only difference, one of the only differences, is that they slowly increase their calories back up to a higher amount. They're not eating at a deficit anymore. They're eating at maintenance, right? Or maybe they eat in a slight surplus after they lost weight in order to start gaining some muscle and gaining some strength and, you know, just eating a bit more. But it's controlled, right? That's what they do. That's what people do when they lose weight. And then they keep it off. That's what they do. They keep doing the same things. And that's why there's jokes around, like when someone, there was a meme going around and it was like, when you find out that you have to do, you know, in order to stay, you know, lean or stay, you know, fit, you got to keep going to the gym and keep being mindful of your portions and eating healthier foods. It's like, yeah, I know, right? Shocker. It was just kind of funny because it's like, yeah, it is true. Because if you do a bunch of stuff to lose the weight, right? You eat healthier, you do exercise, right? You exercise, you do strength training, you do some cardio. What happens after, right? If you go back to your old ways of not doing any exercise and eating a bunch of food and not being mindful of your portions, you can't expect the results to stay, right? And that's why it's so important to make this a lifestyle. You got to accept that this stuff takes time, all right? If you don't view this as a lifestyle, if you don't view being mindful of your food and staying active, drinking water, getting better sleep, if you don't view these things as a part of your routine, you're not going to be able to keep this up for life. And that's really my ultimate goal. I want folks to lose weight. I want you to lose weight if you need to lose weight, if you want to lose weight. But I want you to also keep it off. I don't want you to keep going from program to diet, trying to lose the weight and then regain it again and then lose the weight. All right. I don't want that to happen to you. What I want you to do is I want you to keep it off. And so what if it takes a little bit longer? Like, so what if this stuff takes a little bit longer? Accept that it takes time and start working on it right now. Give yourself the space, give yourself the time to figure this stuff out. Fitness, healthy lifestyle, healthy eating. If you're stuck in that all or nothing mindset, I want to let you right now that we have plenty of folks that come into our coaching program and they come with us with this mindset like, hey, what do I do? Like, I've tried everything under the sun. Like, I don't think this is going to work for me. Is this going to work? It's like our approach is different, right? We want sustainable progress. We want sustainable results. We don't give out meal plans. We don't give out boring, rigid plans. We give out custom tailored plans to help you, you know, help you reach your goals, but also fit your lifestyle, right? And that's what's going to be so important. Of course, we still talk about, you know, evidence-based, science-based approaches, right? Like getting in a calorie deficit, eating protein, strength training, all these great things. But our biggest thing is we want you to adopt this healthy lifestyle. We want you to view it as a lifestyle change. I don't want you to have to be exhausted physically and mentally from having to lose the weight, regain it, lose the weight, regain it. And if that describes you, if you're someone who does that, you need to ask yourself why, what's happening, right? What happens after you go off your diet, your restrictive diet, whether it's low carb, low fat, low whatever? What do you do after? If 99% of the time, you just go back to your old habits, right? Excuse me. You just go back to your old habits. And those old habits are what led you to gain the weight in the first place. And it's just important to be honest with yourself, right? And just dig deep and think about, like, what is the root of it? Like, why? Why is this such a struggle? Also, getting the help you need is totally fine. And I'd recommend that, actually. It's tough to figure this stuff out on your own. You know, it's like, hey, like me personally, my Toyota was having some issues, my car. Some oil was leaking. And I try to figure it out. And I'm like, wait, I don't know what I'm doing with this. I don't know how to fix an oil leak with this car. I don't know how to fix an oil leak. I'm going to take it to the shop. And the professionals who have devoted their life into fixing oil leaks are going to help me. They're going to do the work. They are going to come up with a solution on how to fix the oil change. And then, you know, I'm going to be able to have a working car and it's going to be safe and I won't have to worry about it until maybe, you know, if something comes up, that's totally fine, right? It's kind of the same thing with looking into hiring a coach or someone that is going to hold you accountable or someone who's going to actually teach you the principles of weight loss, of fat loss, and healthy eating, right? Even if your goal isn't fat loss, like if you want to gain muscle, if you've been spinning your wheels and you've been trying to do this on your own for years, if not decades, then sometimes if you keep trying to do the same thing over and over again, that is the definition of insanity, right? Expecting different results. So yeah, that's my little spiel there on reaching out for help. Nothing wrong with reaching out for help, especially with people who've been through it, right? People who been through it and people who lead a healthy lifestyle and people who practice what they preach. I mean, those people usually are going to be really helpful, right? For fat loss, for fitness, right? So that's my biggest thing, is helping you understand that this is a lifestyle change. And hey, like if somebody told me back in 2015, when I first started my weight loss journey, my fitness journey, if somebody told me that I was going to be someone that helped people make this into a permanent lifestyle, right? And if somebody told me that I was going to be someone who leads a healthy lifestyle and helps others with it, I would have laughed in your face. Like, that is just impossible, right? And I want you to realize, like, you can do anything you want with your life. You can see results. You can stop worrying about dieting. You don't have to be on a diet or off a diet for your whole life. You may think that's how it works. You may think that that's how it's going to be for the rest of your life, especially if you're frustrated, you're tired, you're not seeing results. But I want to tell you right now, that is not the case. You can make a change. We have plenty of folks, 30s, 40s, 50s, coming into the program and actually adopting a healthy lifestyle and in a sustainable way, right? Of course, it's really tough. You still got to put the effort in, right? It's uncomfortable being a little bit hungry. It's uncomfortable knowing that you can't be eating as much as you would like to, right? That's the thing, right? We want to be eating as much as we can and whatever we want and you know, be merry, but like that's just not the way to go when it comes to a healthy lifestyle, right? You got to find that balance. And you're not going to find that balance if you're just doing keto for the 12th time. You're not going to find that balance. Cutting out carbs, cutting out all your favorite foods, that is not going to teach you anything. That is not going to teach you moderation and sustainability. What that's going to teach you is that you should be fearing certain foods. That's what it's going to teach you. And I don't want that for you, because right now, your relationship with food might be a bit poor, or it's on the mend, right? You're getting it, you're improving it, right? Your relationship with food. And that's great. And I'm super proud of you for that, by the way. But if you are constantly on a diet or off a diet, like that's just not the way to live. And I know you know this, right? But losing weight does not mean you have to be miserable. Losing weight does not mean you have to be eating out of a Tupperware when you're out with friends or family. It doesn't mean that you have to never eat your favorite foods again. That's not what weight loss is about. Of course, you should be maximizing the nutritious filling foods, and making those decisions can be extremely tough. I know that, but really there's no other way around it. Like somehow, some way, you're going to need to be comfortable and be okay with having those, prioritizing those healthier, nutritious options, right? The lentils, the beans, lean meats, fruits and veggies, whole greens, minimizing the liquid calories like booze and soda, like those things like that. Minimizing. Notice how I didn't say completely restricting, all right? Because that's not what I'm about. And you just got to come to grips with it and be like, you know what? I need to make a change, but how do I start without getting overwhelmed? And that's a great question. You know, how do you start without getting overwhelmed? And I think the reason why you're getting overwhelmed with this whole fitness thing is because you try to add in 10 different things at once. If you try to do 10 different things at once, you're going to get overwhelmed and you're going to get burnt out. So for example, when it comes to a healthy lifestyle, we know a few things, right? We know sleeping well, drinking more water, eating more protein, eating more fruits and veggies, calorie deficit, staying active, working out, like all these things combined, right? We know that's part of a healthy lifestyle. But if I just said all those things, and you're probably like, oh my God, that's like 30 different things. How am I going to focus on that? Well, you don't have to focus on all those things at once, right? You can just pick one thing that you want to improve on and you focus on that. Like right now, maybe you're someone who doesn't eat any fruits or vegetables. You could say to yourself, you know what? For a couple days this week, I'm going to try to fit in some fruits or vegetables. I'm going to try to fit in some fruits or vegetables with my meals, or maybe a smoothie, or maybe with breakfast, right? Start small and build up that momentum. Another example is protein. Maybe you're not having any protein right now. Maybe you can tell yourself, you know what? I'm going to try my best to have and plan out some protein. So I'm going to have some protein with my breakfast, and I'm going to try that this week. Have some protein with my breakfast and see how that goes, right? And then the next week, I'm going to try some protein with each of my meals, right? I'm going to prep some protein up. I'm going to go to the store and I'm going to focus on protein this week and next week, right? Give yourself a couple weeks. That's why it's so important to really pace yourself. Give yourself time. Wow, I cannot speak today. Give yourself time to figure this stuff out, right? Because like I said, the common thing that people who are leaner and they keep the weight off, people who keep the weight off, the same habits stick to them, right? They focus on protein. They focus on healthier options. They still fit in a little pizza now and then, right? But that's not all they're eating, right? They focus on them. They have a drink. They have a wine, right? They have some wine, but it's not the only thing they're drinking, right? They drink plenty of water and sparkling water and all that good stuff, right? People who are lean and keep the weight off, and people who see results, they exercise a few days a week. They don't exercise 7 days a week and do hours of cardio, right? They just do what they need to maintain it. And that's essentially the same thing when it comes to losing it, right? Really, the biggest difference when it comes to losing weight and maintaining weight is you're eating fewer calories because that's how you lose body fat, right? And I'm not saying fewer calories as in 1,000 or something crazy low that is going to hurt your body and that is going to be unsustainable, all right? And that's another reason probably why you're not reaching your goals, is because you think weight loss means some sort of 1,000-calorie meal plan, and I've seen it so much, like 800 calories, 1,000 calories, 1,200 calories. Look, for some people, if they're smaller individual, they might need a bit lower calories, but they're not going to need 800. They're not going to need 1,000. That is extremely low, right? So instead of trying to starve yourself and seeing results, that's not sustainable, because you do that for a few days, you do it for a week, and then you're like, you know what? F this. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to eat everything in sight, right? So if you're starting off, pick an appropriate amount of calories, all right? Now, a way to calculate how many calories you might need, now this isn't a perfect number, just a rough estimation, but what you could do is take your goal body weight in pounds and multiply that by 12. That might get you a good starting number. Now you might be saying, Vaj, that's way too high. Are you crazy? That's way too low. Are you crazy? Now I would say this, if the number is way too low, it might mean that your goal body weight is pretty low and maybe you won't, you know, don't need to lose weight. But also, if the number from that calculation seems to be a bit too high, just remember that. Just be consistent with it and adjust accordingly. Like, it's not a perfect, it's not a perfect number. I don't know exactly how many calories your body burns. I don't know that. There's so many factors that go into it. But the best way to know is by sticking to your calories for a few weeks and then getting the data. If you're losing weight, keep going. If you're not losing weight, maybe you're not tracking as accurately. Or maybe you are, you know, might need to reduce the calories by 100 or 200. Okay, that's what that means. So I know this episode was kind of a mixed bag, but I appreciate you listening. So kind of overarching themes here and takeaways. If you want to lose the weight and keep it off, you're going to need to accept that this is a lifestyle and it's going to take more than a few weeks. Okay. Adopt those healthy habits. Focus on healthy habits. The weight loss sometimes becomes just a byproduct of that. All right. Number two, stop doing the unsustainable, crazy diets. All right. The diets with the names. Stop. If there's a diet out there you're doing and it's saying you can't have certain foods and you love those foods, that is going to harm your relationship with food so much. And it's going to cause issues down the road. And the 5, 10, 15 pounds of weight loss is not going to be worth it. I promise you. Okay. Because you can reach your goal weight. But if you're scared of eating pizza, if you're scared of eating ice cream, it's not worth it. It's really not, because that is something that I used to struggle with a lot. I got to my goal weight, but I wasn't healthy. I was anxious around certain foods. I wouldn't miss the gym and I would get nervous when I missed the gym, right? Like all these all or nothing mindsets, like enough of the all or nothing mindset. You don't have to be perfect when it comes to fitness. You got to be consistent, especially if your goal is weight loss, but you don't have to be perfect. And you don't fail when you eat more than you plan to. You fail if you quit altogether and say, screw this, I'm not doing this again. And I don't want you to do that. All right. So most important thing from this episode, focus on just one thing that you can focus on this week. Focus on a healthy habit and build up on that. And then focus on another habit. And then in a few months, you got some help. You got some healthy habits going down. Right? You got some healthy habits built up. All right. I appreciate you for listening to this. If you listen to me rambling about this stuff, I appreciate you. But yeah, I hope you have a great, great day. And of course, if you are interested in online coaching, you could hit me up. You can hit me up on Instagram. Just my first and last name, Vach Shakirian. If you type in Vach, I should show up. But yeah, if you have any questions, you need any help with anything, I usually respond to every message on Instagram, so you can find me there. I appreciate you, and if you found this episode helpful, you can definitely share it with a friend or review it on whichever platform you're on. That would mean a lot to me. So, peace out. You got this, and I'm always rooting for you. All right?